Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee, and this is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
And I'm Melissa Ford, a.k.a. The Curve Queen.
Your boy Giovanni.
Hold on. And we're back at it. I was at my house last night. Let me tell you my new thing. I bring niggas over and make them watch the T.S. Madison interview.
Oh, my God. How uncomfortable are they?
No, they love it. First of all, everybody's now saying it's the best show next to Tank's interview.
Mm-hmm. Tank's still holding that throne.
That shit was awesome.
Yeah, but let me tell you, I haven't watched it. So I had a friend over from MTV watching. She works at TRL, and she also works on Wildin' Out. She warmed up the audience. She was here, DeVita. Mm-hmm. Well, she was at my house watching it with me and a nigga that I was working on. So as we're watching the show, and I'm not telling him I'm working on him because I ain't got there yet because they showed up at the same time. So I'm like, I'm going to break it in when we have some sushi. But first, I'm going to have them hang out. So she wanted to watch the show, so I put it on, forgetting the whole conversation. And in the interview, I'm telling my motherfucking game about how I get these niggas. So when it gets to that part, I try to have a side conversation. I'm like, oh, don't you want to go put your baggage or something away or something? And he was like, no,
I'm into this.
I'm watching this interview. Yeah, yeah. I told all my business. Anyway, he didn't last.
You don't say.
But that interview was so good because, I mean, I was watching it again this morning. Your facial expressions, the people in the background, everybody was having their own reaction.
Yeah, I got a lot of DMs about that.
Did any transsexuals slide in
your
DMs? Yes. Really?
I had one young lady. She said, I just want to say I admire you for the poise and the way you handled that interview with T.S. Madison. Like, God bless you. You're dope for that. Mm. For just being so at ease.
And then she said, can you hit this puss? Hit this sweet puss.
I get that a lot in my DMs now,
too. I can't even say
too.
Puss right. You know, I don't think pussy should be a word.
I love that word.
I think we should call it the cootie cat.
Nah, that sounds too kiddish.
No, pussy is too, it's just too aggressive.
My grandma say Polly.
Well, Pollyanna. Anyhow, Melissa, how are you? You look beautiful today.
Thanks.
You look gorgeous.
I was just trying to figure out, what word do I use for pussy?
Boom, cat.
You can't have Kitty it.
Cat. I mean, you can't have
no
it.
No enter. I don't know. Nacho shit. Nigga, nah.
Nigga, nah. Nigga, nah.
Nigga, nah.
No, I will say this. My homegirl calls it, shout out to Taronda from Show Empire. She calls it Pudaconda.
That's what she calls her pussy.
This is why she said whenever
I want to see. We talked on one of our last shows about 13 different types
she
of pussy.
She said the reason why she called it Pudaconda is when she's about to have sex with a dude. She asked him, do he got his passport? And he say, what's that? Meaning her papers, because you're about to go on vacation.
If I have a man come over my house.
That's new because of Wakanda, I'm sure.
I know, of course, but that's funny.
If I have a young man come over to my house talking about you want to see my Pudaconda. Or whatever the Ludaconda.
And this thing would be Dickonda. Well,
whatever Dickonda. First of all, we not doing this at the door. We're not trying to go to a mystical place. Pull your dick out and let's. I got a bedtime. I am old and tired. I'm telling you, at 40, I'll be at that house. I look at the clock. First of all, I watch CNN. Then I go get in my bed and I turn on the Golden Girls. And then I go to bed. But it has to be early.
It's a regimen. I don't go to bed until about 4 or 5 in the morning.
Really?
But I'm be at working on these scripts, man.
Jesus. Yeah I don't want to read nothing. Yeah. All I want to read, you know, I take gummy vitamins now.
I love them.
It makes me feel youthful. So I have an assortment of gummy vitamins. Mm-hmm. I have my D3. I got my vitamin C. I got all kinds
Here's
of shit.
Here's why I hate gummy vitamins, because they taste too much like candy. And I just want to eat them shits throughout the day.
Yeah. So I was doing that with my melatonin. Nigga was tired. I'm like, this ain't B12, huh? Oh, this is melatonin.
I'm sleepy.
Oh,
okay,
God.
So listen, we're here. Melissa, what have you been doing? I feel like I haven't. I mean, I talked to you the other day briefly, but what have you been doing?
Motherfucker, we were at a gospel brunch together.
Oh, yeah, I did see you the other day.
I meant to go to that.
Yes.
So Stevie Mackey had a gospel brunch in his backyard. Stevie Mackey's a vocal coach on The Voice. He works with J-Lo, Ariana Grande. A lot of the singers that are beautiful and popular but can't sing like Beyonce.
Christina Aguilera, he works with.
She can't sing like Beyonce.
Christina Aguilera?
No, not like Beyonce.
Well, they have two different sounds.
Ariana Grande can blow.
Right. Beyonce sings like God, and then there's that girl. I like Christina Aguilera, don't get me wrong, but she's not Beyonce.
Ariana Grande can blow.
Okay, well, what I will say is, his name is Stevie, right?
Yes.
Stevie, I could literally hear his coaching, like, because I'm a fan of The Voice. I mm-hmm. love The Voice. And I could literally hear, while he was singing, his influence on the contestants on The Voice. I could hear it.
Mm-hmm.
He's phenomenal. He's Jennifer Lopez's vocal coach. Mm-hmm. So she snapped him up and took him to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
She's about to do her final shows, though. I definitely want to see that before that goes out.
He's amazing. But thank you, yeah. Stevie Mackey, for allowing us to come in NBC Universal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tell nobody what's going on. I invited Melissa. I invited different friends. They showed up and they were filming a damn TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we all look cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for Jesus Christ Superstar. That's supposed to be on this weekend mm-hmm. or maybe
now,
next weekend.
Now, would you have wanted to go to a gospel brunch?
Yeah, of course. I just forgot about it, but of course.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So you knew about it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So then it's not, I mean, you was invited.
It was in the group chat.
Okay, so you was invited.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm going to be very clear. All y'all Geo Army niggas, I'm launching my own crew. We call it The Socialites. If you're listening to the sound of my voice and you follow Hollywood Unlocked and you're a fan of mine, you are now a socialite. So, Geo Army, meet The Socialites. Stop telling me we don't invite this
First
nigga
of all,
nowhere.
You invited me in a group chat to a gospel brunch.
Okay, but Jesus didn't tell me to mail it to you, nigga. You got it. Show up.
I need a gang.
What's You're the curve baby? Queen.
No.
So what are they? What am I? Just
the curvers.
The curvers.
We'll come up with.
Okay, y'all got to come up with something.
Yeah.
Okay. Geo Army, socialites, and what is there for me?
Okay, I'll give $100 to anybody who can come up with a Melissa group. So whoever she picks on YouTube, put your Instagram on there and put the name. And when she picks you, I'll send you $100.
Yeah.
And if you don't have PayPal, nigga, I'm not sending you shit.
I like that.
Okay,
like
so
that.
Geo, what have you been doing?
Just went to Eric Billinger's birthday lotion.
At the bowling alley, right?
First off, it like the goddamn Source Awards in there.
I saw Wiz Khalifa was there.
Yeah.
Who else?
And it's funny because.
And we know Alyssa was there.
Alyssa was definitely
Alyssa,
there.
Because Alyssa, anywhere there's a trap nigga, now she done got married. I mean, anywhere there's a trap nigga. How does a white girl from London come to LA and be where all the trap niggas
Yo,
are?
Yo, it looked like the Source Awards in there. So AD was there. Wiz Khalifa was there.
Was Chris Brown there?
No, but I fucking. Yes, he was there.
Did you talk to her?
Absolutely not.
You didn't hug her?
I can't. As I was walking in, she was walking out.
Forgot.
I was walking in, she was walking out, and we locked eyes for half a second. And she was holding, she was with her dude, super caked up, you know, but I could tell she looked me in my soul for that quick second.
So Alyssa's mother, she's a fan of Hollywood Unlocked. She stocks Hollywood Unlocked. She's a big supporter.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Alyssa's page the other day because you know she got married to a black man and her mama don't know yet.
Mm.
She gonna know now.
So the reason why I'm saying this is because I love Alyssa enough to give her 1 week to tell her mother. Because I went to her Instagram and she didn't took her name off her Instagram and just put an A. She didn't put Alyssa Lee because her husband's last name is Lee. No relation to me.
Mm.
So Alyssa, you tell your mama you got a black man as a husband.
One thing about what happened though, I was accidentally in Wiz Khalifa's bowling lane as he was trying to bowl and I didn't know it. And
Wiz Khalifa got a big old dick.
And
I was looking at some pictures on Google of him the other day. He got some pictures online, them underwear drooping low. Let me tell you, Wiz is such a gentleman.
How now, my story we can recap go to this nigga's dick.
Sorry.
Anyway, I was saying I was
dick
in his lane.
Oh, my mom.
Eric told me, he was like, yo, watch out. And I turned around and it was Wiz. And Wiz, he looked at me like, I know who you are and pounded me.
He pounded you.
Like, pounded. Fist,
it
man.
Just keeps happening.
That's a lot of meat. That's a lot of meat.
Anyway, he looked at me and with
when
some
he pounded type of, you, did he pound you from what side was he pounding you from? No, I'm just trying to get a visual because I saw him on a couple Instagrams. He wasn't pounding anything.
Oh my God,
he was throwing them balls when I saw about it. No, he was pounding niggas.
Yeah.
Ooh, shout out to Wiz. Black and yellow, nigga. Black and yellow.
That's hilarious.
So rumor has it that him and Amber Rose are getting back together.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
But wait. Hold on. I can't keep up because wasn't him and April Jones like making like heart eye emojis at each other on their
Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah.
I never heard about that.
Yeah, but like it's Valentine's Day month. That throw a heart here
no,
and there.
No, it's March, almost April. No, it's not.
March Madness.
Okay. So I can't keep it. I can't keep track.
Side note, Nia Guzman, who has a baby by Chris Brown, she went on Hollywood Unlocked. And we did Smash or Pass Chris Brown. She said, I smashed.
That's.
She's so petty. I love it.
That's hilarious.
Okay, so you smashed, you pounded Wiz Khalifa, mm-hmm. and I did nothing, but I will say, so I've just been chilling at the house. I got mm-hmm. a ticket to Cancun this weekend, but I don't want to go.
I'll take that motherfucker.
Because I don't want to go by myself. Oh, let's go, bro.
I thought you would have had somebody to go with.
Like a nigga?
You always do.
I do, but the one that I would take, I just brought him here. Let me tell you what I did. So one of my friends, everybody, this whole Gucci flip-flop thing, mm-hmm. I just fucked your bitch in some Gucci flip-flops. That whole crazy, do you know them flip-flops only cost $210? Mm. I thought this whole time I couldn't afford them. So low-key, I was out feeling festive, and I bought a friend a pair of Gucci flip-flops. Mm-hmm. We got in a fight. So when my nigga flew in, he saw the Gucci shoes. He said, whose shoes are those? I said, what size should you wear? He could wear them. I gave it to him.
Well, you definitely better be giving me a birthday present this year.
When's your birthday?
December 22nd.
I'll start saving now.
Oh, thank you. That's a compliment.
I mean, it's not going to be a big gift. It's just I'll save 50 cents a day. I mean, shit, we giving it to them niggas in Africa. You know, speaking of love, my ex is getting out of jail.
Oh, you said that.
April 6th. I'm flying to New York. So, you know, because he think he's staying in New York. So I'm going to fly to New York to intervene. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, ain't shit here for you. Get on the plane.
How long was he down?
2 years.
That's a long time.
And did you know him?
Yeah.
Amazing, 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 amazing person.
Yeah. You think he'll come back and get into what he was before he left? Meaning with the night scene.
Oh, no. He dated me. He elevated past that. When I dated him, he was a promoter. I'm like, nigga, we know everybody.
Man, I looked at one day. I was like, where the fuck is this nigga at?
At my house. Because, see, when I get with you, we got to boss up. We bossed up. You know, he was making a little money, but he's such an amazing person. And the thing I think I struggle with right now in dating is that you got to really love me to be with me at this point. Mm. Not even like on some like shopping, dinners, hanging with the money team. Not, you need to love, you need to, I need, you need to love me. Mm-hmm. You need to tell me you're in love with me.
Mm. Tell you can't, me you love
and
me.
And not just tell me, like if Alyssa got married before you and I, we ain't in the right motherfucking circles.
Shit, I almost got married.
Really?
Yeah, I was engaged before.
Really?
Yeah.
What was her name?
Leticia.
She was a Latina.
Yeah.
And
you
what
got
happened?
A thing for Spanish girls.
I was young, like 22, 23. We was together for like 4 years, engaged for 3 of those years. I proposed to her after 9 months. Mm. I've been together. Then, you know, her father passed away and we just kind of grew apart, but we still love each other. She's tatted on my arm.
Oh, you need to get back with her then.
Nah. Nah, I tried before.
Well, I have a rule that I have in my life.
Don't go backwards. We know.
But I think I would go backwards for this one.
Yeah. I knew it.
You know, contradicting everything you say.
This is the last person who really loved me before TV.
I knew it.
Who loved me, who I would get money and he'd be like, don't spend no money. Please. He would do things to save money. This nigga pulled out coupons one day. I said, we're not pulling out no coupons. I'm not going to no store.
Ain't nothing wrong with coupons.
I'm not giving Maria and Leticia at the thing coupons. Just bring it up. But he was very mindful. So I keep thinking about it. We were talking the other day, you know, because when they call you from prison, the kids beeping. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to be like, I was trying to have a moment. Mm-hmm. They kept going, beep, beep. But
is
I was
that
like,
the signal that the call is about to end?
They're recording it.
Oh.
So I basically just said, you know, I got that rule, you know, but I might go back for you. And he was like, we'll talk about it when I get out. Mm-hmm. Mm. We're going to talk about
it. Is he buff now?
I haven't seen him. I only visited
maybe just
him once.
One arm.
I only visited him once because when I went... No, because he really wasn't into masturbation.
This nigga's been on his own for 2 years. So, yeah.
Well, you know. I know he ain't messed with nobody else. I know that for sure.
How?
Nah.
How, Sway?
Because let me tell you something. I got that one before anybody. And I made sure there was nobody after me. Nobody.
God, you are such a man.
No, there would be nobody.
Like, you're such a fucking dude.
No, because you know what? I love that motherfucker.
Yeah, you're straight. Y'all think the same shit. I slay them. No, 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 no,
no, no, it wasn't even about like sexually did this or that. It was just, I know I left an impression. That motherfucker ain't never going to be with another man because he never dated men before me. So he's not going to be with another man. Okay. If I ever saw, I would fuck them all up too. I will fuck them all up.
There's love. Yeah, right there. I've never, all its glory. Yeah,
that's love.
What, when you don't want to see somebody with
someone? Man.
Yes.
We talked about that,
you're
right?
So jealous. It's so
cute. I mean,
cute.
When I saw my ex last night with her dude, I was like, I'm happy for you. Like, you really look happy.
Yeah, I can't see him with no, I don't want to see him. I mean, if he was with a woman, I'd be okay with that.
Though, boy.
But he can't be with no other nigga. Oh, no.
She's looking good.
He called me telling me I want to injure. My ex got married. My first boyfriend in 5 years got married to his boyfriend of 10 years. They invited me to the wedding. I didn't go. No.
Why?
Oh, yeah. Because that's not, yeah. My boy just got engaged. I went to his proposal party. H2O, he's a dancer. Oh, okay. But just congrats. I want to say that. That's what made me remind. Here's a kicker. His son's mother and him was together for like 11 years. She wanted to get married. Nah. He's been with this new girl for like 2 years. Proposed.
Yeah, I was like, it'd be like that.
No, like fucking, you know, New York City taxis. Occasionally, you'll get a motherfucker with its light on. It's available. That's what it seems like. Just available. So can I marry you, motherfucker?
Can I reveal something to you, very personal? So, you know, I like to have relationships with men who are in their early 20s. So 23, 24, 25. I'm of a particular age, whatever. One thing that I have learned now is that the stamina that they have is not the stamina that I have anymore.
That's so true.
I mean, so I called my friend. I said, listen, I have no problem having sex. I can have sex every day if I want to have sex. But to keep up with this motherfucker, it's almost like running a race where, you know, this motherfucker 20 years old, he going to run around that track way faster than you. This motherfucker 23 years old, he going to run around. Your 40-year-old ass, you going to cut the grass to get to the other side to run around that track. So we need shortcuts.
Sure.
My question for Gio, and then I would also ask you in terms of your relationship with a man, is it okay to add Viagra to your sexual plan to keep up?
No, I'm not doing that shit. That shit fuck with your heart.
Does it?
Isaac Hayes passed away doing sex.
Who?
Isaac Hayes.
From a Viagra pill?
He was on something, but he died. Right? Having
sex. Yeah, he's absolutely right. Viagra, not everybody can take it because it like accelerates your
heart rate.
Yeah, your.
Because a friend of mine is in his 20s now and he's talking about taking this shot. He's in his 20s talking about taking a shot.
Okay, then he's got problems. He got erectile dysfunction.
No. Taking a shot for other things like muscular things.
Steroids?
Yeah.
Okay.
But one of the additives in that is also something that keeps your dick hard.
I have no problem getting hard.
I don't know.
I get hard just
thinking about
sex. Can
you find out what that is? And if women can
I'll ask. Okay. I have no problem getting my dick hard either.
Dude, he's probably taking testosterone shots.
Yeah. What I will say is
that's what it is.
My dick ain't like it used to be, though. Like, back when I was about 23 to, say, 35, that bitch would just get hard if the wind blew.
Yeah, me too.
Shit, dick hard. Okay, you know. But now, like, I've really got to be into you to want to fuck. At this point, like, even if we laid up and you cute and we done ordered some food in and we watching a movie and everything is good and you really sexy, if I'm not really into you, it is like, nah, nigga, we gonna pass this one.
No, all you gotta do is kiss me because I love kissing. If you kiss good or you got a little bit of your thong hanging out and I see the straps, I'm hard as fuck.
It's hanging out the Taquanda pussy. Okay, well, anyway, good luck with that. The only thing I can say is the moment that you and T.S. Madison had when she said sweet puss and you had your moment and you caught it right as she said it, it was like y'all had been waiting to meet each other your whole life. It was fucking funny. And last night, I had a nigga over my house chilling. We pulled up T.S. Madison's porno.
Oh.
She got a big old dick.
That's what she said.
No, but she ain't even like in there with the big dick and like a fade. It was her full out lingerie and hair and makeup and everything with a big old dick saying, suck this dick, nigga. And I'm like, I wanted to text her so bad to just say, bitch, my spirit done left my body.
Told
this
you.
Shit, that shit should be in the textbooks.
Told you.
Of what?
I told you.
Like, what textbook?
Like, well, you know how,
a
like,
medical textbook?
When you learn sex ed at school, you should have to go in the room and watch that video.
Why?
Because bitches, your man is in there sucking that dick, and just everybody got a dick now.
I told you.
Anyways.
That dick was so big. So next time I see T.S. Madison, I say, you got a big ass dick? Like, dude, how do you compliment?
She said that.
Yeah, I'm just not going to bring it up.
She said that.
In fact, just forget it.
Okay, she said that. All right. Well, anyways, me, Viagra, I'm cool with it.
You're okay with it?
Yes.
So a guy could take
and
it?
And I don't give a fuck. You just want to keep it hard. Keep it hard.
So are you going like after you?
No, here's the fucking problem with men over the age of 40 is you don't get rock hard hard-ons anymore.
Yeah,
it's
like
just
60.
Not. It's just not the same. It's just not the same. Here's the man you think you are, and here's the man you really are.
So let me ask you a question.
And meanwhile, here's me in my early 40s, raring to motherfucking go all the time.
Well, I can go all the time.
I am not talking about you.
Wait, no, I'm trying to make a point. I'm asking you a question.
Go ahead, what?
So I'm about to compare my situation. When I have sex with a girl and I come, I can't go right again. So are you, can you go back to back?
Oh, you take those black rhino pills, you going to keep fucking, you going to nut four times and your dick's still going to be like, let's keep going.
What about like, you? Damn. Can you go back to back? You need like a breather.
You got to, our bodies are set up completely differently. So you guys have this thing that goes
Because it goes from
up.
Sound like macaroni and cheese to sound like some goddamn grits.
What?
Wait, what the?
What do you remember about vagina?
I watch pornos, and when they be fucking, they be like.
Right.
And then immediately I'd be like, okay, now I can't eat mac and cheese no more. Thank God I'm on this damn diet.
I love that sound. That's when you were that pussy. Good, boy.
Okay.
And then the legendary Melissa Ford left the show. Amidst rumors of macaroni pussy. And shit that make it go shh, shh, shh.
It do sound like mac and cheese.
Oh, I had a call with BET. They not putting this show on BET. Black Entertainment Television. I'd be like, come on, niggas, and get this sweet pussy. Yo, when I just hold this mic, it just inspires me to act the fuck out.
I know it does.
You know, because let me tell you something.
I notice when you do it.
This motherfucker's this motherfucker kind of thick. I didn't even recognize it.
Oh
shit.
My god,
it is. It is. That's why I never touch it.
And that's why when you see, you say, just speak into it. Tell me all your problems.
I never touch it. Just lands on my chin.
So what happens if you go to suck a dick, Melissa, and there's just a little bit of pre cum? Do you lick it? Then suck it, or do you just say, nah, nigga, that you got to test it first because it could be some other shit. Nowadays, for real. I drove by a park bench and said chlamydia or something. That shit had a picture of chlamydia. I didn't know chlamydia put sores all over your body.
Ew, I don't know either.
I mean, I've never had it.
There's billboards about syphilis because that shit is making a fucking comeback.
Got a nigga slid in my dick.
Listen, kids. Syphilis eats your brain.
Sorry, not chlamydia.
Syphilis.
It was syphilis.
Yeah, because it's making a comeback.
Syphilis, you can get sores on your body.
Yeah.
It eats your brain.
Oh, my God.
It's
if you have
up.
Syphilis, do not slide in my DMs. Every other curable STD is welcome.
To ask you a question.
Because I can get you better. I'm just playing.
To ask you a question about pre-cum, I love pre-cum on a girl. Like, pre-cum on a girl is especially when she's a clean girl.
How does a girl pre-cum?
Well, when you eating... Girls have pre-cum.
Okay.
When she pulled down that thong and that motherfucking spider web, that wet, boy, that's pre-cum.
And you lick that.
Fuck yeah!
You're real a stoic.
Hell yeah, especially if I really know she a clean. Like, I had this one girl, she's so clean, just no matter what she did throughout the day, she just never stank. She never stank. And like my favorite was to pull that motherfucker down, and I call it the spider web. That's how Wes used to be. Like when.
So were you Spider-Man?
No, it's like, you know, like when she pulled her underwear off, her wet would be stuck to her thong, and it would just be this long. Oh, that's just so tasty.
What is a wet wet?
That's what we say back in the G. Wet wet. What's wrong with you, girl?
I'm dying over here. I don't.
Not with them big old breasts. You float your ass right up out of here. Them big old breasts. Let somebody throw you in the pool
stories.
Right now. It'll be two just you and braids floating down that motherfucker. You and your poetic justice ass braids.
Yes.
They're very beautiful.
Those
are Senegalesian twists, by the way.
Senegalese twists.
So yes. Me and Melissa went to a fancy restaurant without you the other night. We went to Crustaceans the other night and we forgot to call you. But we were going to call you. But Melissa was on some other shit because as we were leaving, she gets a call. I'm at Crustaceans. And then we get outside into cars pulling up accidentally, and then they're giggling as they walk back into the restaurant, and I'm getting in the goddamn car. And as soon as I drove off, you know what the Uber said?
What?
They up to some shit.
So what did they... So what happened?
No, I don't know what it they was...
Y'all went somewhere.
Then they ended up at a house party.
Okay, I know the way it looks.
They was at Omar's, huh?
Who?
Boohoo Man.
No, Umar.
Umar.
No.
No. Okay, look. I know the way that it looks. A, I was not talking to her on the phone. B, she rolled up. I was surprised by it. I just stayed for a drink.
You're an actress. I don't believe anything you say.
C, I invited her to go to that party, and she ended up meeting me there. I came alone. I don't know why I'm acting so guilty right now either. It's
because just, when I called her to check her about y'all sneaky shit, y'all think I'm done. She had me on speakerphone, and I heard you giggling in the background when I was accusing y'all of some shady ass shit.
Was,
and
I don't like that. This is when we were still at Crustaceans, because I stayed for a drink because we were talking, because I knew the girls that were showing up to meet her for dinner.
Y'all plan. See, Melissa, mm-mm. I know when she plans out a lie. By the way, this is the followers of in the comments. They want us to crank calls Daniel Sunjata. They're like, nah, we gotta call him.
I feel so sorry for him. I really do.
So what happened when you say he was about to call me to come to Crustaceans? But what happened?
Melissa told me not to.
I did not.
No, she didn't.
No,
because I'm about to say, your new name is Bin Laden, by the way.
No, our whole phones, all our phones died.
Yeah.
You two phones. Motherfuckers got two phones each.
This phone went out of service.
I upgraded.
She got all these. We at the gospel brunch. She pulled out her two phones. I said, "What nigga upgraded you?" Mm. She said, "I upgraded my motherfucking self."
I upgraded myself. Amen.
Well, next time, hopefully the phone's fully charged.
Who the fuck bit Beyonce?
Okay, so and that transition. We will go into hot topics.
I mean, you talking about wet, fuck it. Where's the beehive?
Okay, yeah. So this is a strange story. It's just weird, okay? So Tiffany Haddish, she had a recent interview with GQ where she spilled some more tea about Queen Bee. The beehive is demanding answers on who bit Beyonce. Who bit Beyonce? Who got close enough to bite Beyonce, first of all? Okay, anyways. She said, so Beyonce storms away. Yeah, this is at a Grammy, this is at a party. Went up to Jay-Z and was like, Jay, come here, this bitch. And then she snatched him. And that's what Tiffany said to the magazine. Then they went back to the back of the room. I was like, what just happened? And Beyonce's friend walked up and was like, can you believe this bitch just bit Beyonce? So I said to Beyonce, did she really bite you? She was like, yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Social media's been trying to figure out who.
Well, they say it's Sanaa Lathan. Can I tell you?
So now Sanaa Lathan is like begging for her life.
I am a general of the beehive. I am pro Beyonce. I don't give a fuck what you say. Beyonce, that is my queen. Let me tell you something. The beehive, though, y'all niggas is a terrorist group. They need to register the whole entire beehive as a terrorist group. Because if you even mention anything slightly doing anything negative to Beyonce, they will attack you. They have attacked poor Tiffany Haddish. All her Instagram got bees on every post.
No. Damn.
Absolutely.
No.
Thousands of bees.
Oh, Lord. That's going to go on for a long time.
Still Kid Rock still suffering from it.
Kid Rock, Carrie Hilson still get bees. Still get bees to this day.
But Tiffany confronted and she said, listen, I'm a member of the Beehive too, and I did what half of y'all motherfuckers wouldn't have did. I was ready to whoop a bitch's ass. But I would say if you bit Beyonce in the face, you got to have some balls.
I mean, but why are you biting people? Maybe you shouldn't be outside.
How
are
she
you
got bit in the face?
Yeah.
She bit, apparently this unknown person bit her, and maybe it was a love bite. I don't know. But why are you biting people?
I think I know who it was.
Who?
Well, I said it on Hollywood Unlocked. I think it was Oprah.
You think Oprah? No.
Oprah is the only powerful woman in the industry who could actually get close enough to her with her face and then bite her and then say, bitch, what y'all gonna do about it? Because who could really do it?
I don't think that Oprah bites people. Oprah, not even in her sex life.
You ain't heard how Oprah be throwing back tequila?
Okay, well, that doesn't mean that she turns into like a rabid dog or anything.
I love Oprah. She didn't do it. But at that gospel brunch, side note, mm-hmm. Oprah's digital manager came up and mm-hmm. I heard him behind me. He was being funny, but he goes, Mr. Lee, Oprah will see you. Now I turned around and said, don't fuck with my blessing because I'm gonna hear that one day.
Right.
Anyway, he walked away.
Okay, well, question. What do you think Beyonce tastes like if you were to bite her?
I don't
want to. Look at the smile on this one's face. Already thinking about it.
I'm going to just tell you right now, we're trying to get the show picked up. Please don't talk about eating Beyonce.
I wasn't even saying that.
Okay, thank
you. What she look like, she tastes like some type. She like she tastes like foundation or fragrance.
What?
Listen.
What?
I'm thinking, right? Okay, this is what I'm thinking. She got on makeup. Boom. So if you bite her, naturally, when I bite, I lick my tongue.
When you bite a woman?
I lick my lips. Or if I get her neck, then they taste like perfume. So that's what she look like she tastes like.
Yeah, so shout out to The Beehive and Tiffany Haddish and Jay-Z and Beyonce and everybody who was involved.
Fuck y'all, man.
I personally will never talk about what Beyonce tastes like because, you know, I taste the rainbow.
Mm. Oh, right.
Stay in my community. I'm a drunk driver, though. I'll slide in your lane if you want me to. If I slide in your lane, motherfucker.
I'm a drunk. I've never heard that.
Not in real life.
I know what you mean. Like,
oh,
you.
Yeah. Oh, I'll drunk drive in a minute. You straight, I'll slide right in your lane. And if you let me stay in your lane safely, nigga, we going to take a trip.
Oh, my God.
To paradise.
Okay. Well,
God, today's just been a great day.
A great day.
It has. Yes, it has. Except for that shit going on. So there's repairs happening at Dash Radio. And
we're going to edit.
I don't know why they didn't do this on the weekend.
Let's keep going. Go.
Okay. Anyways.
They building our future.
So Tamar Braxton has some advice for women as it relates to keeping your man excited.
Tamar, your man, didn't I just text you a picture of an Instagram account that hit me talking about Govan? It was a mixture between Laura Govan and Herbert. Herb, what's his name?
Vincent.
Vince Herbert.
Yeah.
It was a page dedicated to hating both of them for having a baby, but nobody. Social media is crazy.
So yeah, a little bit. So anyways, she was just recently on the Steve Harvey Show and she talked about owning hundreds of wigs to satisfy her husband. So basically she said, you know, in her marriage to Vince, she bought hundreds of blonde wigs to appeal to his taste for fair skin and blonde hair. When the topic of changing her looks for her partner came up, Tamar gave an example of why she believes women should change their physical appearance to appease their husband. I agree.
You agree that a woman should change her hair to please her husband?
No, I totally agree that that as a woman, to keep things fresh, you should definitely wear more than one hat. Like, you got to be the slutty streetwalker one day, and then you got to be a school teacher. You got to be like,
And you better know how to suck his motherfucking dick. Because if you don't know how to suck dick, ladies, I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of y'all out there that don't know how to suck a dick.
That's true.
Because your lead press-on nails are still fucking clean, and your fucking lips is godly. Bitch, wipe their motherfucking lips and start sucking dick, because I'm going to tell you, it's a nigga out there waiting to suck your nigga's
okay.
dick.
She says she has 150,000 wigs.
Did she say 150,000?
Yes.
That's got to be a typo.
Kelvin.
Kelvin. I don't
know. Is it 150,000 wigs? 150,000. Or 1,500.
She goes on to say that research. She... You know, that Vince liked blonde head, light, fair women. I just wasn't born with no blonde hair. She also went on to say, I still have those 150,000 wigs at my house. They're for sale, by the way, because I won't be needing them anymore. What is going on with
where them? Do you store 150,000 wigs?
How can you be 150,000 women when there's only 13 different pussies?
I mean, well, I...
Wait. There's only 13 different recorded pussies, but you will have 150,000 wigs. Yeah. I mean, unless you take strips and Velcro and put them on your pussy, then you're still going to be the same 13 pussies. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to come see you and then put my dick in you, but it's the same pussy I was just in 5 minutes ago. Bitch, you need to change it all. You need to bring some rejuvenation tools to the table. I don't even want to talk about vagina because I'm not even in a community. I don't even know what it looked like anymore. Keep going. Never mind.
All right. So would you be willing to change your appearance for your partner?
I already answered that. I do.
Jason?
No. What would I be willing to change? Oh, wait. Let me say this.
Would you role play?
Okay, first let me back up. If I got with somebody and they were like really, really fit and I'm now getting back into Hollywood, Hino is killing me, by the way. Mm. But now that I'm back in it, if I got with somebody and they were like, yo, all we gonna do every day is work out. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get you to where I'm going. Yeah, I would do it. Absolutely. Because mm-hmm. I got a partner, a life partner who's pushing me. Now, my ex who gets out of prison when y'all see him, that's all he used to do. I would walk in the house, he'd be meal planning. Our meals would be laid out. and everything would be, yeah, it was just, he was my partner in that way. But yeah, I would.
Okay. Would you role play?
No.
Why not?
Because no matter who I am, the dick is still going to be the same.
Role playing is fun.
What am I going to do? Come in here. Hey, nigga, give me some hair. Here's some money. I'm going to treat him like a hoe. Like, no, I don't even know how to role play because as soon as you start saying some shit to me that ain't right, I'm going to start laughing.
I always.
How does a man role play?
What it is like? I'm gonna come home, right? Leave the door unlocked. I'm gonna bust in that motherfucker.
No, that's rape fantasy. Wait, that's role playing.
I'm not gonna say no names.
Okay.
Okay, but listen. I used to fuck with this celebrity. I ain't gonna say no names though. Mm. All they used to want to do is me act like I was raping them. Mm. The first time I was drunk, I ain't gonna lie, I did it. I played it out. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, but what happens if you scream something and then the police come and they really think I'm doing it and then they shoot me in the dark and then they get me and then the story comes out that I was fake raping. Like, nah, it was weird. So that didn't work. Mm. I ain't going to say the name, though. Mm. I'm not going to say the
name. Okay.
I'm not even going to hint at who the person is.
No. Okay.
But just know somebody out there raping them.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway.
God bless him.
Every time
I see him, I want to say, how dare you degrade me to a fucking rapist?
There's really no segue for that one.
Who the fuck bit Beyonce?
You know what's interesting? Well, not really interesting. It's kind of fucked up. So right down the street from Dash Radio, there was a girl, aspiring model, who went missing like a month ago.
Really?
Yeah. And they just found her remains.
She got killed?
Yeah.
By her boyfriend.
Yeah, by her boyfriend. And even crazier than that, just 2 days ago, he committed suicide. Was it suicide by cop that he did? Had the cop kill him? Exactly.
Like you try to kill the cop and then they kill you?
I'm not sure. High speed chase, you know that you're going out in a hail of bullets. Yeah.
OJ didn't.
Fucking Cleo, huh?
OJ didn't.
That was the slowest fucking high speed chase I've ever seen in my fucking life. That doesn't count.
100 million people watch that. Can you believe that?
I went to bed, okay?
Not me.
I was like, he got to pull over sometime. I can't wait for it. I'm going to fucking
die. Am I the only one that watches a high-speed chase and wants everybody to get killed at the end?
No. Oh, my gosh.
No, because, like, you're watching it. You're like, ooh, it's slowing down.
I think Cole does, too.
Shit, you just took him to jail, man. Fuck this. I just wasted an hour watching this, and this nigga didn't die. I'm mad.
You said they found her remains.
They found her remains in Riverside or something like that. Like, it's considerable distance away from here because we're in Hollywood.
She lives right down the
street.
She
lives on Wilcox and Franklin.
This is my neighborhood.
Yeah, Wilcox and Franklin at the, what's Orsini's that place? Is it called the Duplex or something like that?
Not the Deuce or something.
No, the Duplex. It's a,
I don't know.
It's a housing.
But the name of it is like the Deuce.
Can I just tell you that, like, that's so crazy that happened directly in my community and I don't even know. I'm so disconnected from what's happening around here because all I do is watch what's happening in the White House.
Was there any type of reasons why they say he killed her?
They just said that, you know, a week before they'd been having like a huge fight that everybody heard about. Ayo, ladies, listen, let me tell you something. Gosh. If you got all the signs, we just had Jennifer Lewis up here and she talks about, you know, following your instincts. If your instincts are telling you something about somebody, fuck love, bounce. Especially like that whole, he wants to isolate me. He doesn't want me to be around my friends. He doesn't want me to really check in with my family. Like if he's like super trying to check in with your phone and find out everything that you're doing, yo, bounce. That motherfucker is a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That shit could just lead down that dark road.
You know, when I was in my last relationship, the one that's locked up, I never like went through the phone. I never questioned, where were you at? I need an account of every single second. I mean, maybe because I had somebody who was good who didn't want to be out doing a bunch of shit. I mean, he was doing shit, but like, you know, I mean, I trust. But if you got somebody controlling you, ladies and guys, because I had a friend today tell me he was on his way. He was so excited. He got off work at 5 a.m. I'm going to go home. We get my girl. We going down to get our marriage certificate. We getting married, blah, blah. And he wanted to be dressed a certain way. He wanted to look good. And she was on him about, no. He wanted to go. He had been working on it. So he was like, I'm just going to go down with you. We're going to get the marriage certificate. But she wanted to dress up and make it like a big spectacle. And he was like, nah, it's just getting the marriage certificate. And she hounded him so bad and was so like on him that he was like, I don't even know if I want to get married.
That part.
Okay, so if you in a situation and your man ain't respecting you or your woman ain't respecting you, get about that shit. Because his love is out there.
Yeah.
So the heir to Budweiser went to his son's school and punched his son's bully. That's an awesome dad. I'm sorry. It is.
Billy Bush.
Okay, and so that's crazy. His name is Billy Bush. So he's not the same Billy Bush that got fired after the grab him by the pussy comment came out, right?
Still don't understand that. No.
And you want to know what's crazy, though? That Billy Bush is related to the Bush family.
I know.
Okay. Well, anyways, whatever. Billy Bush, popular name. He defended his son by punching the bully in the face at their school, and he now faces assault charges. But, you know, whatever. He's rich as shit. He's probably going to get away with that.
Yeah.
And the bully got handled. Love that. So he allegedly bloodied the bully's nose. Try and say that five times
fast. How old was the kid?
Let's see here. Kelvin, how old was the motherfucking
college
kid?
Okay,
it doesn't matter, but whatever.
College preparatory school.
Okay, so he's grown.
So he's in high school. It's in high school. So anyways, the boy reported to the police, and Bush attacked him and cursed at him. Bush repeatedly yelled, "What do you fucking think you're fucking doing to my fucking kid?" Billy Bush, please adopt me.
Billy Bush, please come on our show and bring some bud.
Exactly. Okay, so anyways, Mr. Bush pushed the boy down into a wall stairwell and resulted in him hitting his head and his nose was bleeding and whatever.
So is there a time where somebody had to stand up for you or you stood up for somebody else? Either one of you?
Nah.
I had one.
I wish somebody would.
We're in Floyd's Club. It's New Year's.
You want to know what's so funny? Guess what?
Wait, can I finish telling my story?
Same person.
Can I finish telling my story? We're at Floyd's Club, standing there, minding our business in VIP. And
sad to throw that in.
Hazel E walks in, and she'd been watching the show.
I thought we weren't going to talk about this.
And she rolls up on Melissa, and then she's like bumping her, and like it's the music.
Oh, no, she did not bump me. She didn't touch me.
What happened?
No, she walked up and she acted like she wanted to like do a dance off or something. I looked at her like she'd lost her cotton picking fucking mind.
So Melissa just had this unbothered face. She had this unbothered face. And then Hazel knocked her drink out of her hand from upstairs and it fell down. And Melissa didn't even, I don't even think you looked at her.
No, I looked at her and I was like, that's one.
She got two more for the night.
Melissa's about to spaz out. But the thing that was so disappointing about it is, you know, I've tried to support Hazel even through all the craziness. But that was like,
I wasn't going to spaz out for several reasons. One, I'm a grown ass woman. And I'm not doing that. Two, you're more invested in whatever it is you think that, you know, whatever slight you think I've committed against you, which it's basically doing my job reporting the news and all the fuck shit you've been doing. Three, I'm in Floyd's Club, so I'm definitely not disrespecting that man by getting into some kind of stupid ass fight that I'm not invested in yet again. Mm-hmm. Those were all my reasons as to why I wasn't gonna
go out.
It really wasn't worth it. But what I saw at that point was, because, you know, I've been trying to be a bigger person and move on and forgive people.
Oh,
and
that's
get
easy
along
for you.
Yeah, but now, you know, disassociation is just as powerful, if not more, than destruction. So mm-hmm. I just disassociate. So after I saw that, you know, I intervened. I was like, no, we're not doing that here. You know, whatever. And she ended up leaving or whatever. I haven't talked to her since, but I wish her well. I hope that
she's dropping a new single.
I hope she fixed her life and she keeps on moving.
Mm.
Okay, so what about you, Melissa? Have you had to intervene and stick up for anybody or defend anybody?
Yeah, her.
Oh, really?
Same person. New
That's
Year's
what
Eve.
She said. Same person.
2007, 2008. She decides to get into a fight with two girls, can't finish it, so I had to, which is probably why she didn't touch me in the club this New Year's Eve, because she knows how I actually fucking get down.
Oh, you got hands? You be catching phase out here?
How many times did I say I went to jail for motherfucking assault?
My bad.
Yeah, we don't need that, Melissa. You know,
I don't want to be that, Melissa. I don't want. And plus, also, number four reason why I did not fight this New Year's Eve. My dress, my titties, I had a conversation with them. I said, you're going to stay in these two little triangles. There couldn't have been a lot of movement.
So as you said, we had Jennifer Lewis on the show.
Yes.
Titties
I just read for the first time what she wrote in my book, and mm-hmm. I want to read it on the air.
Yes.
She said, to Jason, you are something the fuck else. Carry the fuck on. Had a blast. Love you, Jennifer Lewis. She uses everything.
What is she writing? Oh no, yours is too deep.
Let me see.
Damn, I wish I had a book to sign. Fuck.
We told you to buy the book.
We told you.
You ain't tell me shit.
I'm
downloading the audio book today.
Read it. What'd she say in your book? No, read it out loud.
Make sure
it's not too deep.
Hand it to me. I'll read it.
I got it. Okay. To Melissa. Ooh, beautiful one. You are worth fucking thee. Love you, Jennifer Lewis.
Awesome.
She's sweet as humble. She's sweet as sweet potato pie.
So, Gio, have you ever had to stick up for somebody or has somebody stick up for you?
Nah.
Never?
I've only been in a handful of fights in my whole life.
If you see somebody, if you were walking down the street, you saw somebody getting beat up on the street, would you intervene?
It depends.
I ain't getting
it. It depends. Mm-mm. It depends. If I see a kid getting bullied or something, yeah. But nowadays, motherfuckers got guns, they got knives.
That's true.
Good.
That's true.
If it's a girl getting mollywopped by a dude, depending on how big he is,
911. 911. No, for real. Because I'm not going to become a recipient of your problem. That doesn't mean I'm not a part of humanity. I'm just personally not getting in your shit. Because you'll be the one that gets killed.
Yeah.
Intervening in some shit you don't got nothing to do with.
That shit happens
every
day.
I'm going to be right there like a white woman. He's black. She's Latina. And they're on the corner of Cahuenga and Selma.
Job's done.
Now, if you died, that's fucked up. But I called.
Yeah.
Because then also when you jump in, you know you got to go to court and testify.
Yes, I hate that
shit. Don't nobody want to be a witness?
Yeah. A lot of people just settle out of court, though. Especially with shit like that.
Not niggas ain't got money nowadays. They fighting it all the way.
Yeah, I need that money.
Okay. Well, in other news, DMX wants the judge to listen to his music.
What you really want?
Hey, yo, bitch. Hey, yo, judge, listen to my... What you really want, my nigga?
Yes. I need you to listen.
Hey, Virginia, that hurt my vocal cords.
Yes. So no, Keisha.
He has been convicted for tax fraud. And
what y'all really want, yes, my nigga?
And he's going to be sentenced soon, so DMX wants to play a few rap songs, including Slippin' and Convo.
This shit is so funny.
Sentencing
Did
hearing.
The judge get fired who fucked over Meek Mill
so
yet?
Funny.
No. Damn. And the governor, what is it, the governor of Pennsylvania is like, let him out already? I mean, the white man is saying, free Meek Mill.
That's
big. We should just go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
So DMX, his lawyer, says he may be too emotional to speak, so he wants his songs to do the speaking for him.
Dear judge,
I don't know if that's
I'm sorry for the trap.
I just caught a wind.
I love black people, man. We are so creative.
Yeah.
If you go to court and get up, and when it's your time to testify, you break out into a fucking concert.
You didn't see that viral video of the inmate singing to the judge. I'm sorry.
No.
Hold on. You guys are in luck because I'm actually going to say some of the lyrics, okay? I'm not going to try and rap them because I'm not a fucking idiot.
Where's it at?
Okay, so I'm going to preface this by saying his lawyer says we would like to play a few of his compositions so that the court may understand him genuinely and in his voice. Slipping lyrics. Ayo, I'm slipping. I'm falling. I gots to get up. Get me back on my feet so I can tear shit up. I've been through mad different phases like mazes to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids.
DMX is on crack.
Doing something more constructive with their time than bids. Mm. I know because I've been there. Now I'm there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. Okay. So he's seeking probation.
I met DMX
for avoiding
$1.7 million
in taxes.
He gonna mess around and get life going in there rapping that shit.
I met DMX one time and he was entirely cracked the fuck out.
I will tell you.
He was very,
don't get
very
shot,
smart.
Nigga. Don't get shot.
I already mentioned you already that.
DMX is probably the best rap show I've ever seen.
Really?
And I've seen Biggie. In terms of energy in the room, like running across the stage, the hits at the time. Because you remember when Rough Riders first came out.
It was the shit.
And you had Eve and Swizz Beatz. And all, like they and that commit. Shit was, they, yeah. they was out there killing it.
Yeah.
Drag On. You remember Drag On?
Mm-hmm.
No.
He was a Rough Rider, bro.
I wasn't riding shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, DMX, I hope you get past this, bro.
Okay. Well, he wants probation for avoiding, paying taxes on $1.7 million in taxes.
That's high.
That's a lot.
I can't loan them shit. Good luck.
Good luck.
So what else
Negro.
Is going on in this world of ours?
Exactly. So Virginia Tech's women lacrosse team is in trouble right now for singing the N-word on camera during a Lil Dicky sing-along. What the fuck?
Lil Dicky and Chris Brown have this new song out called Freaky Friday. The video, they switch bodies.
Ah.
So Lil Dicky's in Chris Brown body. So he wonders if I could say the N-word. And he just goes on this nigga tangent.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, the women's lacrosse team not only loudly and proudly sang the N-word on the team bus, but they posted the video of themselves singing the lyrics from Freaky Friday, of course. The women, who were all white, were in a celebratory mood Saturday night after a victory and decided to belt out Dickie's hit, which features Chris Brown. The coach apologized for the team and said the women sang the lyrics without malice. He called it a teachable moment. And up until now, the school hasn't said whether the players will be disciplined.
Can white people say nigga?
No, not in public. But we know, Cole, you be in the house.
You be like, when, nigga.
When that song come on, Cole, you be in that house, you still look around. What's up, my nigga? we up, my nigga. And that's the lyrics. What's up, my nigga?
Because, you know, Floyd doesn't like the word, but I've always said that if you're going to use the word or make it permissible for use, people can use it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I believe, like
niggas in Paris.
Like, if you want, I was in Paris in the club, and when niggas in Paris came in, I was drunk as fuck, but I consciously was like,
let me see
y'all niggas say that shit. And then white motherfuckers was niggas in Paris all the way down. So I joined in with them. I'm Parisian at this point. Mm-hmm. But my point is, like, if we license it for use, you cannot be mad when people use it.
I agree.
Or if you're going to be super black power shit on we own the word and can't nobody use it, then that means you can't either.
I agree.
So I'll be honest with you. I'm indifferent to the use of the word because I use it sometimes. I've used it less now, but I use it. But if I hear somebody, now, if you white and you stand on the corner next to me and it's just me and you, and you nigga this, nigga that, my nigga, hey, nigga, what's up, nigga? No, we're not having that conversation. That's, I don't know. You're not my nigga.
I get really offended. Like, I had to check this little young, like, high school Mexican boy. I was walking down the street the other day. And just on the side of me on Hollywood Boulevard, and he was with his Mexican homies. You could tell they wasn't like hood kids, but they wasn't like the best kids. They was trying to be something they wasn't. And all I heard was like, yo, nigga, wait up, nigga, damn. And I'm like, damn, is he talking to me? He look up, I look ahead of me, it's all Mexican homies. And I was like, yo, bro, you might want to be careful using that shit. Like using that
word.
Be
careful you don't get shot.
I told him that. And I said it just like this. I said, I'm nice, but that you never know, it might be somebody next time that might not be nice. And he actually said, you know what, you're right. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hashtag teachable moment.
Yeah. Did I do good?
Yeah, you did. Hey, high five.
Thank you.
There you go.
Come on.
Can I just say we had Jennifer Lewis on the show?
I know. I'm still dying. I'm still dying.
We had a real movie star in here.
She's bipolar for real.
It almost. Why you say that? I didn't know.
No, what I mean is, I love her.
No, that's not bipolar.
Let's hold on. Let's backtrack. She is a performer.
Note that.
Yes.
No.
She is a performer. She is an actress. She comes from the stage. She is very theatrical.
She's a thespian.
Exactly. She knows how to give a performance, whether it's in an interview, whether it's on a stage, whether it's in front of a camera. She knows exactly what to do. That woman, the way she talks and the way she enunciates her words and the undulation of her voice.
She's amazing. But one thing I tell you, I was warned. They said, be careful, because when she come in there, she's going to be full of energy.
She was everything. 20.
Yeah. It was amazing. Amazing. You know what? I was just saying.
Why did you get emotional? What made you get emotional?
Well, I was just, because I'm about to tell you. You have idols, you know? There's people that you've looked up to your whole life or for a really, really, really long time. And a lot of times when you get into entertainment, people that you look up to, you have the opportunity.
Have you ever met her?
You have the opportunity to meet them. Okay. And a lot of the time, motherfuckers don't live up to who you think they are.
Fucks it all up.
It is so disappointing. And I have always thought, I've followed her career for at least 20 years. I have always thought she's going to be exactly the same way in person. To me, she's like the black Bette Midler. And I didn't get a chance to say that. And I think that she would take that kindly, because that was her idol, and she ended up working with her, and now they're very good friends. But to me, that's who she is. And Bette Midler is one of my favorite actresses for the exact same reason. Their performance style is so similar. And Jennifer Lawrence was just everything.
Lewis.
Jennifer Lewis. Sorry, my bad.
Okay.
She was just everything I wanted her to be. And more. She was all of it.
She didn't want to leave.
And the fact is I have read the book, and there's so many parallels, maybe more parallels that I'm willing to admit between her and I, that she took my breath away.
You needed that.
Mm.
I enjoy seeing you in that vulnerable moment.
It was a great conversation. And what I hope what people, you know, take away from our show, because I know we definitely talk about sucking dick all the time.
All the
you
time.
Talk about sucking dick.
It's our favorite subject.
We all talk about our favorite subject, Gio.
Sex, fucking.
Okay, sucking dick. So we talk about sucking dick. We talk about all ball gags. We've had, if you think about the trajectory of this show, we've done a lot of crazy shit.
I don't really talk about sucking dick all that much.
Well, but you've talked about sucking dick before.
Can I just say this?
What?
I love sucking dick.
Okay, cool. But my point is that I hope our audience understands I hope our audience understands that we're going to bring you interviews that are entertaining. Some might be shocking. Some might be educational, like learning how to suck a dick. Some might be inspiring. I felt like that was a really inspiring conversation. What I hope is that that heard that interview, if you're listening to this one and haven't watched that one, go back and watch or listen to that interview. Because I know there's a gem in there somewhere.
It's a gem. It was a lot of gems.
There's a lot of gems. A lot.
And I'm excited to say you can now download this show not only on iTunes but on Google Play and Spotify.
Woo!
And if you want to watch it because you want to masturbate to the idea of Gio's
sucking on some spider webs,
Gio's army, just go to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, guys, yes. I don't know what you've been doing as far as watching TV, but I encourage everybody, if you haven't, to watch Roxanne, the true story of Roxanne Shanté's fucking amazing.
I met her.
Netflix, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I met her. She was a special guest at Wildin' Out. And we exchanged numbers, but I can't find how I saved her number. So I've reached out to get her on our show.
Oh, man, that would be so
good. Have you watched it?
It's amazing, bro.
It's good.
Pharrell Williams is executive producer. Pharrell Williams, Forest Whitaker, executive producers. I didn't know she had such like kind of inspiration in Nas's and Biz Markie's life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to reach out to Roxanne Shanté and see if we can get her on the show.
I love that movie. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet. You're going to love it.
And your boo's in it.
Who?
What's the?
Keith Powers?
The African. You're going to kill me.
No, help me.
The Oscar winner, Moonlight.
Oh, Mahershala Ali.
Yes. He plays the guy, and it's a fucking true story. He plays a guy that falls in love with a fucking 15-year-old girl.
Okay, well.
As a grown man.
You know what else I heard he's going to play?
What?
Have you ever seen that series on HBO called True Detective?
Yeah.
Okay, first season had Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. It was a masterclass in acting. Second season, great actors, not so much. The storyline sucked ass. But Mahershala Ali is going to be in the third season, and I can't fucking
wait. He's a beast.
I love him.
Do
you know what I'm waiting for them to remake?
I want to work with
what?
Him.
Knight Rider.
Oh, that would be good.
Oh, I watched every episode of Knight Rider when I was growing up.
Who would play David Hasselhoff right now?
No. David Hasselhoff right now?
That's fucked up.
Sorry, you're not tall and
David
white.
David Hasselhoff right now.
Matthew McConaughey.
Zac Efron would be really good.
Oh, yeah.
Zac Efron would be excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Zac.
Shout out to Tristan Mays and Justin Harris on MacGyver. They're on the new MacGyver, so those are good friends of mine.
Shout out to all the black people working.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many amazing people out there working right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I will say to all of those who ain't working. If you're just in the fold and you're waiting on your turn, it's coming. The thing that Jennifer Lewis said to me when I walked her out to her car, she turned around and she said, keep going.
That sound like her.
That's powerful. Because the people that make it are the people that don't quit. You know, and when I find myself in a crazy place right now, I look at everything in my world that I have to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And I still find the one... If I think about everything I'm grateful for, I always gravitate to what I don't have yet.
Mm-hmm.
Not material possessions, mm-hmm. but like, do I want to act?
Peace.
Do I want to produce? Oh. No, I got peace.
Okay.
I don't have peace.
I don't have peace either.
I don't have peace. And what I find is, and you probably have had it, and you probably have it now, when you're in it, it's like you want so much more. Like, I had to go to somebody's house the other day because I really felt like You know how you can sit in your house by yourself and it's just so loud, the thoughts are so loud? I went to my friend's house and I went on her patio and she was in her robe and she was looking at me and I was looking at her. I had just left the gym and she's looking at me. She's like, are you okay? I said, I had to come over because I'm so overwhelmed with the idea that I'm not doing enough. And it's so frustrating because it's almost like I'm sitting at home and knowing I'm so talented and knowing I have so much more potential. I look at niggas, I'm not even hating on niggas. I'm glad that niggas working.
Wow.
But I'm going to tell you, I'm looking at niggas like, you ain't that. Oh.
Remember when you FaceTimed me yesterday?
Yeah.
That's what I was going through.
Yeah.
That exact same thing.
Tell the story for people that don't know.
I was just at home. I had this huge cloud of just doubt come over me and like, why God? Or I feel like I should be further along than what I am. I feel like I should just be bigger than what I am as far as career-wise. And I have to remind myself that I've accomplished a fucking lot.
Yeah.
In this 14 years I've been here. But I got into that mode where I was like, I had to delete Instagram for a little bit because I was seeing people and, you know, deadline alerts.
You asked me why I unfollowed people. It wasn't personal. You have to unfollow a motherfucker. If you unfollow me, I swear to God, I won't take it personal because you really have to preserve that energy. I'm tired of seeing untalented dick suckers on Instagram popping because you're doing tricks to get that. Now, here's the deal. I'm not mad at anybody. You get it how you got to get it. And we all know we're individually and we're collectively going to be wherever we're supposed to be. But I'll tell you that I was sitting there saying, why? I was really focused on the things that I don't have in terms of where my career needs to be. Because, you know, once you get 40, you really do start when, how, where. But the one thing that I walked away with saying is that, you know, it's all coming. I just got to put in the work. That motivates me to go to the gym with Hino. That motivates me to go to Equinox in the morning. That motivates me to drink a gallon of fucking water that I don't want to drink. Because I know that I really have a lot of personal work to do. I have personal work to do. I had to structure my finances a little better. You know, I gotta cut off a couple people. And, but yeah, I had one of those days. So it's interesting that we had it at probably at the same time.
Wow. That's why he was at the house.
At Danielle's house.
No, when you FaceTimed me, you wasn't at home?
Yeah, I was at my house. I had to come home.
Got you. Well, I think it's going to be all right, man. Grass is greener on the other side sometime. And I know we have a purpose in life and I feel good about mine.
Of course. I'm telling you, I talked to BET about this show and they're excited. And they're like, we're going to, you know, we're talking about some stuff. And I'm just like, okay, your audience, you better, that promo plan better be ready. Because when them black Bible thumpers get this dick sucking and transsexual talking and all types of fucking in the ass and anal ball gags and being fucked and sucked and tucked. And yeah, I mean, oh, I mean, I'm telling you right now.
Ball gags?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I had a gay dude tell me that.
Watch out.
Because I had been like, yo, I think I want to start like doing anal on this chick. Like, I really want to fuck around.
He was a gay guy?
No, the girl. A gay guy told me, I was talking to just like a group setting and this. I was like, yo, I want to start fucking this girl in her ass because I think I want to fuck with that. And he was like,
Wait, you said, wait.
We was in a group setting.
We was in a group setting.
And it was a gay guy.
And you said.
And I said, like,
that you wanted to start fucking the girl in her ass.
Yeah. And then the gay dude was like, be careful because, you know, that's a gateway sex. I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
Means it's a straight shot right to a nigga's ass.
Because once you get, let me tell you something. Because, see, when you hit, listen, I'm going to tell you something real quick. When you fucking a vagina and say her vagina, the pathway ain't as deep as it needs to be, so you can't really get all the way in. And then you go fuck her in the ass and then you can get it all in. It's going to be that late night where that call don't go through, but Tyrone is on your mind.
Let me tell you something. I will never have anal sex because somebody did an impression of what your asshole starts to sound like after that. And it sounds like a fucking tugboat and it's not going to happen to me.
First of all, I was watching a porno the other day where this dude was.
I've heard that sound this before. That's hilarious.
Okay, this show needs to have some structure. First, we get inspired. Then we read beautiful notes from an A-list actress. Then we go into talking about how we're gonna be somebody, and then we talk right about getting fucked in the ass and sounding like a goddamn tugboat.
She would be
tugboat.
So proud of us, though.
She'll probably tune in and join in with the combo
on the next episode of Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. It's all about the tugboats. On that note, people, we have hit our time and we are out this bitch.
Bye.
Peace. Bye, everybody.
Yo. We'll be right back.
luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.